Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
And we
yo.
Back, and we back, and we back.
Episode 105.
Yes, 105. Sir.
105.
105.
Sir. What I weighed in high school. I was stuck. I remember I was stuck on 98 for a while back then. It was
down to 105.
Got to 105.
You know,
then
I do want to apologize for last week. I heard the sound quality wasn't that good. I didn't have my headphones, so I wasn't able to control it. But we should be good this week.
I didn't have mine either. So.
Yeah. We should be good this
week. Crystal clear.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good now. Episode 105 of the Sunday Dinner Podcast. We are here today. A lot to unpack.
Can we start with me being on the right side of history with picking between Little Baby and the Baby?
I think the whole podcast in general, we were on the right side.
We didn't disagree.
I remember in the car, like during the pandemic, we're like, "Yo, we might have to pick."
I will say I was a pioneer. Like, hey, Baby's better than the Baby. Like, I'm rolling with Little Baby.
And he
just continued to do all the right things, and I equated to he had this clip or in an interview. He was like, "Yo," he's like, "Nah," he's like, "I don't beef. I'll never beef because beefing ain't the business, and I'm here to handle the business." Like that's just how he treats the, like, he's here to handle the business. Like, and he just keeps.
That's a good point. He really been
I think
that we know of
him being who he is and who he was before he was famous. It was just like, I understand like what beef really is. Like, if I wanted to, I'd go get you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but he's like, "I don't beef because I'm not with the, like, beefing ain't the business. I'm here to handle business." He went viral. He got that big deal with Budweiser and did that record for him. Yeah. And then he went viral for being at Icebox for
charge you $225.
I charged you $250 instead of $25,000. He was like, "All right, cool." Everybody's like, "Damn, this ain't
no." Let's talk. Let's
I'll give you store credit. Fuck that. Give
me my money. Oh no, that's at the internet on fire. Yeah, like, give it store credit. No,
but he was just like, it's cool. Like he just like, he like, it still went through. Yeah, it went through. Cool. I'm straight. Like,
I have a theory now. Like, you did that on purpose. Like, that was she just scammed you and offered you back in store credit.
Man, camera go up. Like, all right, yeah.
It is funny. Like, because Lil Baby always shops with Icebox, and they definitely cut him deals too. Cause, like, whenever they have him, like, this is like his fourth or fifth episode of Icebox, because Icebox has a YouTube channel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have a YouTube channel, and all the big rappers come in and blow crazy. But they had one video when DaBaby was there, when Lil Baby was there. He's like, "Hey man, I need Lil Baby prices because I know y'all cutting it." I know y'all cutting it. They were just laughing. He's like, "Nah." He's like, I need his prices because I know y'all ain't charging." You know, because rappers be jumping around between jewelers, but Lil Baby been with Icebox for a little second. So he knew he was getting it back. Like, he's like, "I bet it don't matter.
We ain't worried over here."
Yeah, I'm not worried. One, of course it went through. And they was like, and somebody in the video also was like, "Man, we used to be pulling up with, you know, all blue faces." He's like, "Yeah, you know, I put it on the card now." Like, it was hilarious. But shout out to Jason. He was in there for his oldest son's seventh birthday.
That was in the
yeah, he was in the doc. Yeah. He's Loyal is his second son, and he's that's by Jada.
Okay.
Yeah, and Jason's oldest son, and he was like, "Yeah, nah, he hilarious." He's like, "Yeah, you know, I'm just," he's like, "Yo, I wanted a blue face role." He's like, "Nah, I want him to have a bust down." So he gave him a bust down role. Like, so he spent like $100,000 on Jason in his like I said, I don't know.
Great rapper, great father. Look,
yeah.
Little Baby's out here winning,
world model, man.
Man.
Now, DaBaby, on the other hand, it crashed and burned. You were going to shoot him some bail.
Like I said, I shoot DaBaby some bail because at the peak of his career, he lost his brother and his dad like within a year. Like, I'm like, and I don't think he ever really got the chance to like sit and grieve with it because he was just working crazy.
Like, he was at the top of it, and like doing the most work while all this tragic stuff happened. Yeah. So he didn't have that was all happening at the time where he didn't stop, like where he was like,
"Told you that Kirk." Yeah, that's, I can't agree more. The Kirk album for me was the apex.
Yeah, so he lost his dad right then, and then shortly thereafter he lost his brother committed suicide. Yeah. So it was like I'm like I will say, the fact that he never took time to sit down and relax is I'm like. Yeah. Like, that's a testament to a lot of shit that's going on. But B called it a few weeks ago when we was here, and he was like, "Yo, hey, Lil Baby doing comedy skits." Oh yeah, he's
DaBaby was doing
DaBaby, not Lil Baby. DaBaby was doing comedy skits. He was like, "Yeah,
It's not looking good.
Not looking good. And then this album dropped, and then
I was number one on iTunes. I seen him post it.
That's a new flex.
You start segmenting,
that you're number one on iTunes on a week where no one else even dropped. This should be a layup for you, but you wanted to do the surprise album because you thought you was on that level to do a surprise album. Yeah. We gotta make a list of people on that level, so everybody knows there's a line in the sand where y'all not there.
And the baby been gassing for air. Like when the YoungBoy album didn't go, I was like, yeah.
Oh, you thought we forgot about that? I've been bringing that up multiple times. Like, hey, I ain't forgot.
Yeah, no, I was more so like, I'm like, man, and that's a king. Trust me.
It was YoungBoy. You did that one with YoungBoy.
Like, but you did that strategically to be like in that. Yeah, I was like,
gotta be in the mix.
Well,
you had a good run.
But the crazy thing,
that's your take, Russ.
I'm like, man, if he does a concert with his type of music, I feel like it still goes crazy.
Oh yeah,
like,
he made too much good shit in his prime. Yeah, so
he got a prime demographic that's like gonna support him and always just ride for him.
Yeah, he turned. Yeah, he
going
turned
past that, nah, it's probably dead. You know what I'm saying? Just focus on them.
He turned it up, but yeah,
yeah. And he met, you know, he mentioned Megan Thee Stallion in this verse and.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that.
No, I mean, I'm just mentioning. I mean, a couple. It's one of the biggest topics. We don't gotta deep dive, but
the Twitter jokes is crazy. But
the Twitter jokes.
It was funny.
Also, Meg, you cheating on? Yo, the people killing party. Like, yo, you just a cuck, man. She been a hot girl for real. Like, damn. And this was more. And I've seen the theories that this was more about the baby trying to provoke party more so than him trying to.
But that's
shit on Meg.
That's even worse. Like,
he's trying to taunt parties.
He's trying to taunt somebody that nobody knows. the person that had a kind of hit that one point in time. Like, that's who you're going at.
And if we're being real, it's because of the Cardi feature.
Yeah, it's because he wrote the Cardi song literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but and then what was his little
backing it up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I said, you had a
you look too pretty. Yeah, pause on the FaceTime where all the girls.
What's this?
That was him. That was shit.
That was his song. That
shit,
back,
still backing back, it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, nah, like he had a hit ish hit.
I must have been offline when this.
No. You know the song. You know the song.
See, now I have to. Now
and no, because Cardi was on the
Cardi
shit.
Was
like,
on. She had a verse.
Time to get a bag.
Don't get a bag.
Once I hear it, I'm probably like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah. No, that was so that was his record, but.
I'm playing.
But again, like, hey, don't copyright us.
It's on stream. We got to dead this because y'all keep thinking. They're only on YouTube they can do that. They can't do that.
Anger told us. Anger put that disclaimer out. Like, hey, yo, if you have any copyright or anything,
that's why we talk while it's.
Anger was on some YouTube shit.
Niggas be doing whole sleepers on their podcast.
They don't go through Anger. Anger found some rules.
That's the loophole. Let's see.
That's how it starts? I never heard it start.
I never heard it start like that.
Damn, I never heard it.
Oh, look, fast forward. It's been a while since you met someone original.
You spend your time drinking wine in your living room. You never heard this record? You
never heard this song.
Nah. You heard Cardi's part at least, though.
Probably that.
Maybe the hook.
Go to Cardi's verse. You never heard this record?
I never heard this record.
Okay, go to Cardi's part.
I never heard this song, bro.
Word? That's nuts.
You never heard that?
That's nuts. That's nuts.
And I rarely miss song. I've never heard this song.
That's what part is it? You are nobody, man.
Right. No, but like I said, like, so
Russell off the timeline. I didn't really believe it. Like, there's no way Russ never heard this song.
Yeah, I'm like, you heard at least Cardi's part. Like,
at least Cardi's
part.
You
never heard none of that?
Super viral.
That's crazy. You know what? All right. So, but yeah, no. But that's even worse that the baby was taking shots at him. Russ ain't even heard his record. So, what are you taking shots at him for?
Yeah, no. But the baby didn't have to do this. And let the Rock handle that. Like, you know, like the Rock got him shut down. You know, you didn't even have to. I think that's probably why he feels like I kick him while he's down. You know. That was the most notoriety Parson ever got his whole career. And
I think he was a writer too. Like,
yeah, he was a writer. He wrote Cardi's music. That's what he's known for. That's what he's known for.
So
that's what he should stay as, you know.
Writing Cardi's music and being with Megan Thee Stallion are his two most famous things. Not his actual music.
He was on Wildin' Out. He got a Wildin' Out. That's crazy. You didn't.
He got a Wildin' Out credit.
He got a Wildin' Out credit.
They never posted him on the highlights on the Instagram. Bad. Yeah, no.
I think they paired him with somebody too. It wasn't just his episode.
It was Payola. I think
it was him with somebody else.
His whole career has been Payola. Cardi owed him one. Writing that whole album.
Swap for swap, you know.
Yeah. She did him a favor. Yeah. She took him as far as she could. Yeah.
Speaking of Cardi, she killed that new song with Glorilla.
Yeah, Glorilla. Yeah.
She killed that. Yeah, that remake.
I think I heard that.
That Tomorrow's song is fire. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tomorrow. Yeah.
But no, I was wrong.
And they say she took shots at Nicki.
Oh yeah, easily.
They're always gonna say that. But
this one was
it's
pretty direct.
Okay, it's pretty. You can read between the lines.
You know what's funny though? Like someone was like, "Oh man." It was like somebody was giving Glorilla props, like, "Oh man, you should do a song with Cardi B." I'm like, "Well, that's pretty low hanging fruit. Like, y'all both women rappers that have the same type of content that are from the Bronx. Of course you should do a record. Of course you should try to do a record with Cardi B." Like,
Glorilla's from Memphis. Yeah.
No, I swear she be rapping she rapping New York. No, my bad. I'm talking about Ice.
Ice Spice.
I'm talking about Ice Spice. My bad. Not Glorilla. Sorry about that. But somebody was giving Ice Spice props, and it was like, "Oh man, you should do a song with Cardi B." And I was like, "Oh, that's kind of low hanging fruit." y'all both from
so much going on surrounding Meg. I remember I said y'all posted Meg is gonna be doing SNL next month. I'm like, "Oh, she rolling out something. She got something. She got something coming. She's out of her deal now. She's out of her deal.
Another album on the way."
Shout outs to Meg doing everything but dropping dope. The last album was good. Like, you know, it's good, but
she had to get out of her contract. But now that she's out,
her fame surpasses everything.
Oh yeah, her branding. Her brand.
The brand is stronger than the music.
Yeah. Oh wait.
Now at one point, like the music.
She got a Marvel check. The brand is way stronger than the music for sure.
They like the aesthetic Remember they thought Erica Banks was gonna get her out of here and all that stuff. They tried the girl they signed as the Meg Thee Stallion variant. Remember when she was beefing with the Legos label, so they went and signed another girl, and she's the one who made the song the Busted Challenge that did the Nelly sample.
Never heard her again.
I've never heard that song in its entirety.
I feel like them.
I heard it outside one time. Everybody was happy to get it. After that clip,
after the pandemic was over, everyone was like, "All right,
but what's funny is speaking of that, I was like, "Man, it's just crazy that like as dope of a career that Nelly has and as big of hits that he has, they always make him perform hot in here." And you can see in his face that he's tired of performing hot in here because Friday night.
Yesterday was Saturday.
Yeah, it was our Friday night and at the spot that used to be Abilene, like in Uptown. It's black on out or whatever. And we was like, "Man, I feel like every DJ just plays Hot in Here." I'm like, "Damn, yeah." I'm like, "I wish I could miss Hot in Here and it comes on and I'd be like, 'Oh shit, I have heard this in forever.'" But no, it's still in heavy rotation in every DJ set. And every time they call Nelly out, they make him perform it. And I'm like, "Man, I can just tell that he's tired of performing Hot in Here for sure."
But Erica Banks, she also went viral this past week for her comments that she did on Instagram and stuff. Like, she did a video and said that there were requirements that you got to have just to hang out with her, just to be seen with her. Like, you can't be her friend if you're skinny. No, you can't be her friend. If you're fat, you gotta be thick, you gotta be fine, your hair gotta be luxurious. Jeez. You have to have a certain thing. So
that sounds like a lonely life that you lived before you got famous. Like that literally feels like they pulled you from the middle of nowhere with no friends. Cause I'm like, that's not how you would talk if you actually had friends. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, you had, so, you know, and so they lit her ass up. The internet lit her ass. Cause first of all, that's a terrible way to like, that's not your real friends. Like, like, what about them as a person? Loyalty, you don't
matter.
I can't go to the club with you. You can't you know, you can't sit with us. People learn the wrong lessons from the movie Mean Girls, man. I'm telling you. Orin, this is Erica Banks. This is what she looks like. This is the girl saying this. That's the girl. They have been chewing her ass up. Like, I know you ain't talking. They pull up her pictures before the BBL, and they put showing her pictures even with the BBL. Saying like, you look like this. Really? You got the nerve to tell. So, one of the best tweets I saw about it was hold on, let me pull up. All right, here it is. One girl said Erica Banks only said out loud what a lot of people really do. Y'all pick friends off their aesthetic and wonder why you have no peace.
Yeah, you it's know,
because I've seen it happen. The girls do be like, man. Oh, you cute, let's be friends. That whole phrase, like, fam, that's not
like
that's not good.
It's crazy, and I'm so appreciative. Like, I get from having I've always had a bunch of like
bunch really, of ugly niggas around you. Like, see, like, you don't care about the aesthetic. You got to be friends.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've always just had a bunch of genuine, you know, friendships with, you know, people, and that we grew with, you know, even meeting Russ on Twitter, and then us, you know, growing to be brothers. Like, yeah, I mean, like, I've just had genuine people around me, and, you know, you know, been able to navigate it that way. But I'm like that. I never like reached for friends. Like, I never reached to have friends or anything like that. So, like, that's crazy that you would, you know, say that. And it's like, well, and that's, well, I guess, well,
that's the person that's never had friends.
Yeah,
never had,
and from what I've seen, like, and this is why female friendships don't last.
and then that opened up a whole other wormhole as to why the girls' trips they never come back as friends.
But
ones with that instead, all the, like, them Jordan Woods and Lori Harvey and all them groupies they be taking together, they not really friends, man. I'm not believing it. I don't believe y'all.
but it is a real thing. It's relationships in general. If you live together and you can travel together, then you're like real friends. So those two things can break,
and y'all friends just folded like laundry on them.
like laundry, like, because, and yeah, because there's a lot of things that go into traveling together, and there's a hell of a lot of things that go into living together. Like, yeah, so I you know, like, some people can't make it out of those things when they try it.
Yeah,
and they're like, no, y'all should have just been friends that, you know, that didn't do that. But yeah, when you try those two things, and yeah, I've seen it make
so,
and break.
There's so many girls I thought, hey, how did you? I don't want to talk about it. Oh, that happened again. Bitch is so fake.
Like I said, it's a different thing. Like, it's a different thing, especially like people that, like, well, and for me, I always think about, like, it's like people travel for different reasons. Like, me, when I travel, I'm always like, yo, I want to go see every sports venue, if domestically. If I'm like, I want to see every sports venue, you know, because I'm a sports fan. And then I'm down to whatever. I don't need an itinerary. I don't care. Like, yeah, let's go try whatever food. Like, I'm with whatever after that. My only things that I want to do is go see the sports venues. But after that, it's whatever with me. But now there'd be people that, no, I want to go to the party and I want to do the food. And there's people that I want to do food things. And it's like, so it turns into, like, you know, a whole, yo, you're not up early enough because I had all itinerary. Like,
when one person has an itinerary, one person just wants to have fun. It's kind of like, you know, it creates this whole conflict. And when you're in a group, especially
one person might, and I'll use Vegas as one, like, you know, Vegas, you can fall into being into a party, like, easy. Like, they walk to, oh yeah, you want to go to a pool party? We got the pool party. Chris Brown gonna be there, because Chris Brown's always there. Chris Brown's gonna be there. That's why they're like, oh yeah, let's go. And then they'll be like, no, we gotta have dinner. We're supposed to stick. We're supposed to do it. Like, so it turns to a whole, you know, thing.
Yes, and that's a testament to different people have different personalities, which you did not look at because you're just going for the aesthetic. That's what I always.
I'm here to take these pictures.
I always killed that whole "you cute, let's be friends" like little phrase. Like, they're trying, like they're making that a thing. Like, okay, I get what y'all trying to do. Y'all trying to uplift girls for being pretty. I guess
I don't know.
But pretty girls don't really need upliftment because they already pretty. But y'all be basing these friendships off of looks, and look at how they tragically fall apart.
You shouldn't.
You just shouldn't
find genuine friends. Find common interests. Do you think? But yeah, no.
But
like I say, even really close friends can't travel together and can't live together. Like, y'all are just good.
Exactly.
Y'all are good friends here.
Just leave it there.
You know? Yeah. But you don't know. So, and like I said, a lot of people test it. And then.
at some point, man. It's just,
but then they don't make it.
Yeah.
So.
But Erica Banks, they put you in the dirt.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. And you won't recruit because nobody likes you. Everybody, they didn't like her from the beginning when she was trying to be
that's
they didn't like you from jump. So the dude that signed her, you're not about to recruit that. That was a bad investment right there that you just did.
That's the funny thing too. Is like. And when artists get disgruntled with the label, they never talk about how the label put up a bunch of money for somebody that didn't make it. like they don't talk about, especially, and from what I hear from female artists, like it's a whole nother bag. Like niggas be like, oh yeah, go get you some drip, we get you a chain, you go. Mm-hmm. With women artists, we gotta get you the drip, we gotta get you, you know, the jewelry, but we also got to pay for the makeup.
It's a lot more maintenance that goes into it. So
niggas, they be like, "Hey, you popping? Yeah, we'll get you. Go to Gucci store, grab you a fit, and go, and go." Yeah.
But speaking of new artists, I don't know if this is gonna be a shock to you guys, but they've been killing and defending, but also killing Ice Spice. For her recent performance on Rolling Loud, because she's not a good performer.
I don't think it's not that she's not a good performer.
Let me phrase it because I want to make sure I get my shot. I'm saying what they're saying, not me. But also, she's a new artist that hasn't gotten to really perform yet, and so she's new. This is her first time, and there was no artist development. And that was the whole conversation that this sparked about artist development.
And it also goes into the when you get TikTok famous, you get famous from a piece of a song. Mm-hmm. So they was like, yo, everybody knows the viral piece of the song. You thought I was feeling you, that nigga much. But then the rest of the song, nobody knows. everybody only knows.
Yeah.
And that was the thing.
Like they were showing the clip for like Rolling Loud. Like she came up, she did the opening. She did the opening lines, and she didn't know how to.
Especially that's the opening line too. Like that line doesn't come. Like that line opens the song, and then. Nobody knows the rest of the thing.
Well, it's the hook, so they just gotta wait it out till the hook comes back. Yeah. But she came out, she did that, and she didn't know how. So immediately, as soon as the hook ends, she knew she didn't know how to keep them hype after that. So she just turned around and started twerking. And they were like, "That's it, yo." She didn't know what to do live yet. But yes, there's the problem of people not knowing the song. Like I said, but also,
she thought the crowd knew the song, and they don't.
There's a problem with that, but also knowing how to perform, because there are people who don't have the biggest of his on, but at least they're great performers. Or some people go to shows even if they don't know a show. That's why Mario kicked Omarion's ass. Like even when he was doing songs that nobody knew, he knew how to. He's just a natural talent and performer. So that's really important in stage. But Mario is from a different era where labels used to have a thing called artist development, and people didn't understand it back in the day. Like, man, what the fuck, man? Just give me my budget, give me a video, just let me put me out there. Like, no, you're not ready yet. We need to put.
What's crazy is that QC still had that, like watching a little baby doc, and he when he was on the DJ, he was like, man, you gotta spend, like, he's like, because you can't be nervous because I'm nervous, so we both can't be nervous. Like you got, like, is having, they made sure that they had those conversations. Like shout out to QC being still running like a label, but I don't know what they're gonna do with the Offset, but you know what I mean.
What do you think, Russ?
Oh man,
the arts development, how what
everything y'all said was right, so I ain't really got nothing to add. Like it was spot on, you know. But she'll be forgot about in about 2 weeks.
But should they bring back? Is she gonna need another song too? By the way,
she already had it out. Because she came with those artists where it's like, oh, she got like 10 other songs being heard. Let's go check it out. No, you have maybe 3, and I am being generous. I have no idea what the other 2 are. So hopefully she got a plan. I don't think they do. I don't know where she signed to. She probably signed to somebody she met on like Twitter, like everyone else does.
Shout out to Moray.
Oh my goodness, man.
Rooting for you. Hope you bounce back and get out.
It was funny. I just seen a clip from him too, and he was talking like, man. He's like, man, like, yo, don't get it. Like him being, you know, humble Moray, like the Moray that we love. He was like, yeah, nah. He's like, man, so you see me, don't do the things that you see me doing. Cause like, yo, this was a gift. He took that chain. He's like, his grill was a gift. He's like, yo, it's so don't go into the vein of getting money. Cause you think I was getting money. I was like, yeah, nah, Moray. Yeah. down bad on him, brother.
Maury's in a bad
day. Don't make
a
YouTube video of those families.
Free Maury, man. Free Maury. Since we last, as soon as we got done recording last week, the big debacle happened between Tory Lanez and August Alsina.
Oh, yeah, man. And it was like, because I remember, I think I just said that like, at the end of the podcast or whatever, and like more details came out. Overall, man.
But so we're like, because. Like, there was, like, a bunch of things that I've heard multiple different
stories. I'll give you the breakdown.
Okay, go
ahead. This is what happened. During the pandemic, during the pandemic, Tory Lanez did a freestyle, and he was like, I would never snitch like August did on Jade or some shit like that. Nobody remembers this song.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
I thought he just said something on Instagram Live or a tweet or something. I just assumed
he was talking shit. Everybody else was talking shit. Yeah. About August, like,
I thought he was just getting tweets off with everybody else.
So it was like a snippet for a song that never came out.
That's hilarious. But
correct me if I'm wrong. But then I guess they saw each other at some nasty ass concert in Chicago. Which me and B were talking. This is the nastiest.
This is the nastiest lineup. This is the most hateable name. Oh, Rip Michaels is also. Oh, this is just nasty. This is the whole. This is the most untrustworthy concert.
So Tory pulled up and he was like trying to shake it. Like, what's up, man? Like, August just walked right past him. And I guess, like, they got in the parking lot. And then Tory's like, what's up, man? What's up? And August was like, I don't appreciate you speaking on my situation on social media.
So, I heard that clip. But then Tory just punched on him.
It can be whatever. And allegedly, because there's no video what actually happened. Tory's security knocked him, sucker punched him, and then like they left. And you watched Tory walking down the hall, and he was like talking to security, like, "Yo, what just happened? It just happened." He's like, they like walked by.
Skipping his all happy after the situation happened.
So yeah, there's multiple stories. Like, so there's some story that Tory punched him, and then there was some stories that it was Tory security. Yeah, there was like Tory sucker punched him, but also it was Tory security that sucker punched him.
But August saying that no, it was the leprechaun. Tory did that shit,
and then August decided, hey, I could either just not say shit and let it move on, but in his words, I was going to keep a G and not put it on social media. But you know how what era we live in.
You know how August Alsina keeps a G. He would never put shit out there about any encounters or entanglements.
I need a photo quick for the gram. Take a picture of me with all the blood and scars on my face.
On this elevator. I'm going to do this pose like a dead zombie.
And I know he had to take a couple pictures because I know you didn't get that off.
One punch did all that?
Hey, man. It was probably multiple beats. That's what I think.
It was multiple beats.
But basically, he told his man, what kind of
sliding punch does his eye and then the lips and at the same time just in one punch?
So he gave his whole like soliloquy about like, you know, my health, what I'm going through. You know, I used to be paralyzed and my doctors told me it's not smart to shake up people because of COVID and monkeypox. And he went this whole thing about how, you know,
to why he did not shake his hand. But also, he didn't fuck with him. But he also could not shake his hand, even if he did. But he said he wouldn't have because he didn't fuck with him. But he couldn't.
And then he decided to plug his skincare stuff right there.
He started plugging. That was nasty. That was the nasty part.
Gotta sell some product. Of him putting that statement out,
just plugging your products while you're trying to tell us about your diseases and your assault. that's what made it real hard to take it serious on his.
I haven't taken him serious in years, so it is what it is.
me and Orr were on the right side of history when that. This nigga was hot.
No, I'm like,
one high year, we like, it's going to end after this year. He's having this one high year, but it's going to be ending. We saw how temperamental he was, how terrible he was in the industry.
I knew he was cooked after he was dissing Drake and J. Cole saying they ain't getting on a song. I'm like, bro, this is not going to end like how you wanted to.
I'm not going to throw one of my close friends under the bus, but at one point, one of my close friends was saying that he was better than Miguel. And I'm like, but that's just, he still rides like, yo.
Now he rocked with August aesthetic back then too, especially. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's my dog, but I was like, are you bugging? Like, you say he sings better than who?
I think one of my guys.
And then he had that argument back in the day that like Trey Songz sang better than Pusha P.
The friend you're thinking. No, that's not who said that.
I don't remember which friend said that part. I know it said the August joint. I'm asking the person I'm thinking. Did he all say? I don't remember who said.
The arguments I used to have about Pleasure P and Trey Songz was with my dog Mill City Lights, and we used to, because Trey was his man, and you know, I was on the right side of history with that. But we argued about the Shawty remix, but I actually just came on in the car the other day. I was like, yo, players be lined him on Shawty remix. Like, yo, like really lined him.
Like, you're not gonna tell me, let alone now, you're not gonna tell me 07 Trey Songz can sing better than anybody, can sing at all. Like,
and my argument was also like, Trey Songz couldn't do what Pleasure P did.
Yeah.
Pleasure P carried 3 weak ass rappers.
The weakest.
For 2 amazing albums. Every song is a hit on both albums.
Like, when have you seen that done, Russ? When have like, you seen that done?
No, nobody could get. I give him his props for that. Just both Pretty Ricky albums was amazing because of Pleasure P. They finally gave him some fucking help on the second album with I'm So Confused. Like, they finally shot him some bail. But no, like, he had to carry Slick 'Em High, Blue, who's doing jail time, who's doing time for PPP loan fraud. They caught him, of all people. And fucking Spectacular, who all of you said he had a six pack.
Call me Spectacular.
who did which every verse he reminds you had a six pack, six pack.
He told you
every record. Like, he had to carry these niggas. All because they loved it. They had the same dad, and they like, "Yo, our dad wasn't." But he carried them niggas for 2 amazing albums, and
that's how much case like Spectacular saying "The ladies call me Spectacular" wouldn't have hit hard if you didn't have Pleasure P on the vocal simultaneously saying "The ladies call me Spectacular." Yeah,
doing all the ad libs.
That was what made us want to sing.
Like I said, Trey Songz could never do that. Carry them weak ass rappers for 2 amazing albums. Like nobody denies how amazing.
Imagine
those two
Trey
albums.
Songz in a group like, "Hey, y'all gonna listen to this album with me with 3 completely whack rappers? It's gonna be me on brothers? The hooks and these terrible niggas gonna be rapping on every verse." That niggas would not know. Even if we knew, even if Trey Songz did it after he got famous, and then like no, that would be your lowest selling project, sir. We are not about.
No, man, I don't think you do. I don't think you make good songs out of them. You know what I mean? But even just, man, And Baby Blue was always like, "But I was in the studio mixing." Yeah, because you sucked at rapping. You might as well did something else.
What else are you going to do? Be useful.
Be useful, my nigga. Yes, yeah. You should be there mixing. He's like, "Y'all just did y'all parts and left." Yeah, Pleasure P did the most important part.
Yeah.
and then he got the fuck out of there.
You know how much scoliosis he got from carrying these niggas on his back all these years? Like, all that spinal damage?
Not scoliosis. That nigga's spine is all type of curve because fuck with y'all. Yeah, damn it. Carry y'all.
All right, you guys. It's time. We're going to clear the lane for Russ.
We clearing the lane for him?
Clearing the lane for Russ. There was a big cheating scandal that went down.
Oh, man.
This week.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
And T-Russ is going to give us the breakdown.
Go ahead, Russ, bud.
Where all this started.
Go ahead, Russ,
how
bud.
It leaked. What are your theories?
I'm going to pull out my notes real quick.
Oh, yeah. Russ has got the notes. Russ has got the notes. Close your mouth when you talking to a killer bitch. About to be epic. Close your mouth when you talking to a killer bitch.
All right, so the Boston Celtics head coach, Ime Udoka.
I'm really happy that we cut that the right way. That was like perfect. But go ahead.
Ime Udoka got suspended for the entire year because he's having sexual activity with a female staffer. Number one.
Should be 2 after development.
Well,
but go
okay,
ahead.
So yeah, give him who.
Should be 2 years after.
So who is Ime Udoka?
Ime Udoka is the head coach of the Celtics. He used to play for the Spurs for a while. You know what I'm saying?
And
about 5 points a game.
And like,
and he's married to Neil. And he's engaged to Neil. Been engaged to Neil Long for about 7 years.
And led the Celtics to the finals.
The Celtics
first
year.
Hey, what else, man? What else,
what
man?
Else?
Above
all
else,
you know.
Above all else. I'm a cheater, and that's all.
I'm a cheater. That's all you need to know.
Oh man. So basically, long story short, this story got exposed. I think it was Thursday night by Woj. Basically, put out a story. It's like, hey, he's about to get suspended for like okay, cool. I thought he was gambling. Maybe he he got an argument with the player and it got like physical or something like that. You know, normal shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, under that kind of a thing. So, but then I was like, okay, this sounds a little questionable. What happened? And they start, more stories came out, and I was like, okay, this sounds pretty much on pace for what, a lot of people reports are coming in.
You know what's crazy too is like, I feel like this might have been a hit job because the tides are turning in Boston. Boston is renowned for the most racist city in America, and they're proud to say that. Yeah. they're proud. They're openly racist. That is who they are. Yeah. And what's crazy too is like, Jason Tatum came in, dating Ella Mae, you know, doing the black thing. Jaylen Brown, he's a Kanye fan. He told me he wanted to sign the Yeezy with Adidas. I don't know what's going on with that dude.
we'll get to that later.
Nah, Kanye said he's leaving Adidas, but Jaylen Brown's he's close to a flat earther. But you know what I mean, he's
borderline,
on the spectrum. He hasn't jumped completely that side, but he's on that side. They're like, nah. Y'all taking our Celtics in a different, but y'all winning, so shit, we gotta agree with it. But they're like, yo, this is going so. Ime Adoga, he fell right in line. Like, yeah, let me show y'all what it is.
I gotta ask Russ this question. I'm sure you've heard this that people involved, people, this was known. People had this information months ago.
Yeah,
and the theory is that they held it because he was winning. He brought him to the NBA Finals. That's why they didn't expose him sooner.
Great point, B. So yeah, they have been investigating this since July. So basically all year, Manz.
So after y'all lost in the finals, that's
Manz was basically wilding all season.
Wilding all season.
So basically, what happened was they're like, "Hey, we know about this. Stop." And he was like, "Nah, man, I can't. I'm in love with it, man." So like,
I'm in love with it. not even in love with her. I'm in love with it.
like that's can't leave the game.
The game needs me. The game needs me.
Like I said, he a nasty man.
I love the hustle.
And like my,
I love to cheat.
So basically, they were like, "Hey, gave him multiple warnings. You need to stop." She's talked to us about, "Hey, like, yes, we did this. Now he's making me feel uncomfortable. He's making comments I'm not cool with."
She was saying that?
Yeah, that's why he kept saying it was a consensual. And then she was like, "He's making unwanted comments." That's when it went.
Oh, now my husband, he's getting hip to
block, the block getting hot.
And he don't care.
Her husband is like, allegedly, I want to say allegedly because I don't want nobody to sue me for slander.
Vice president.
He vice president of finance, allegedly. I don't know 100%, but he a high ranking person in the company. This is what I think happened. I think he was like, "Hey, man's cheating my wife. Okay, we acknowledge that. I want him suspended." And it was like, "All right, we done warned Manz a bunch of times and say, hey, relax." And he's not relaxing. So, hey, this is what happens.
Oh, and what's funny, well, I would say it's like, oh, so she was probably saying like, "Nah, I'm ready to leave him. I'm ready to leave him," you know, before he knew. And then when he found out about it, she's like, "Nah, I would never leave you." And then, you know, he was like, "Nah, you said you was going to leave that nigga. I don't care. Yeah, don't fuck him." Nah. But she's like, no, I'm not going to leave him. When she realized what leaving him would entail, she was like, "Yeah, no, I'm good, no."
And so the interesting thing is, like, Matt Barnes came out and he was like defending him. And he was like, "Hey, I want to take back all my defense after I've heard what exactly's happened. It's 100 times worse than what we thought." You know what I mean? So, and the big thing they're saying now too is that the suspension might get extended and resignation on the table. I'm gonna tell everybody this that's listening.
He's getting fired.
When this happens, I was right. That nigga ain't never coaching that team again. He's not coaching that team. I'm telling everybody, he is going to resign. But I told everybody by January, that's when the rebrand
was going
to
be.
He's going to find God and he's going to say, "I need to take time to rebuild my family and rebuild my mental health."
One thing I said too, I was like, "I'm like, yo, like, and you and Neil Long, like, if y'all in the 7-year game,
oh, let's get to it."
I was more so like, I'm like, he really put it all online. Like, Neil Long probably was cool with everything until, like, now you look like you embarrassed her. And that's one of the worst things you ever do to a black woman is embarrass
her. He was already embarrassing her with that 7-year engagement.
Yeah. but now you really embarrassed her with that. So it was like, yo, so you lost your job and Neil Long all in one fell swoop.
And somehow this is still a win for J. Cole. According to the Twitter streets, listen, shout to that clip resurfacing. It's been out here all week. I always thought, you know, with this whole cheating scandal happening, and I a theory that what if Ime won that championship? Would that have changed things?
It still would have came out. I still think. Because what I think happened was...
You don't think they would have let him get his shit off a little more?
They would have moved slower, but I think whoever... Because somebody leaked this to Woj. Like, somebody leaked this to a bunch of people. Like, yo, like, this is what's happening. I think what happened was, to me, I think the one reported it. I think the team was like, "Oh, yeah, we'll handle it." And I think somebody close to her was like, "Yo, they're moving too slow. I'm going to tell somebody." Because somebody close to this was like, "Yo, fuck this. This is getting out." You know what I'm saying? So I just think overall, this is a prime example of we make a choice every day. So when you make a choice and you run a risk analysis, is this worth it? Like, what's the best thing that can happen? What's the worst shit that can happen?
Okay, so coming from two married men and one single man on this podcast.
Shorty, I and I just want no.
No, well, according to Russ, that wasn't her.
That wasn't her.
That was. They already said that they had to like basically tell everybody that because that lady was getting harassed on like social media.
They've been sharing that picture everywhere. Like, yeah, it was like a fact.
They was going crazy. They're like, no, it is not her.
But no, like, if you're married, be married. Be with your wife and figure it out. Like, there's not
7 year engagement loophole.
Yeah, that's right. Like, he wasn't married, so he did his own thing. But no, like, I would never cheat on my wife just because out of everything that we build together and everything that we have together, like, either I'm out. And we're gonna definitely say I'm out, but I don't.
Yeah, we don't condone cheating here on the Sunday podcast. But we will get these jokes off because this is
black men don't cheat. And
So since it's not her, does this leave room open for insinuation? Because they haven't posted like the real like.
She white. They insinuate.
Okay,
she
there
white.
We go. That's what she's saying. Because I was gonna shoot.
I don't know, man.
I was gonna shoot some bail.
But either way, it's a loss because you had Nia Long. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's a loss because it's nasty that, like, the lady that it was, allegedly, that she was, like, one that was, like, booking all Nia Long's travel and helping them find a house. Like, oh, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Hey, man, what you doing, bro?
Clear the lane for us.
That's why I said. I saw the whole narrative change. Well, this is, like, you know, trying to defend him. I'm like, bro, I get it. Like, I get the Celtics could have handled it better as an organization, I guess. But, like, my thing is, like, this nigga still did it. Like, he did
the most racist organization possible. Like, you know, correctly?
And you think you Teflon it?
Yeah, I'm like.
Out there in Boston?
I'm like, bro, like, you worked hardest, like, it wasn't easy hell to get this job. Like, you worked years to get this position.
Nah, it was clearly easy.
I'm saying, as far as
the Celtics head coaching job is probably the easiest one to get. They took Brad Stevens straight from Butler. He had two good seasons. That was
during the era where like college coaches and basketball. Donovan got the same thing with the Thunder. They basically gave him after he won like what two good years with
Florida with Joe.
Yeah, they won championships.
Boston has
Butler. Like Brad Stevens never won a chip, and they just gave him.
He was a genius, Orin.
I'm gonna shoot
Boston some bail.
Boston let anybody coach them because they just like, hey, if you want to come,
let me say this.
Boston's also
as a black coach, Boston's
notorious just for doing terrible shit as an organization. Like they brought Kyrie on, and Kyrie told him that I wasn't gonna be there anyway. Like, you know what I mean, like they just do. Boston's been doing whatever. Boston's only been doing right since. They got Jason. The only thing they've done right is not trading away Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum because they had a nucleus and them trying to figure out how they, you know, go get the third piece so they can win the chip. That's the only thing they've done right. Other than that, Boston ain't did shit right for years. They ain't did shit right since Larry Bird. Like they ain't did shit right. Like Boston's not this. They got the chips. But and as we watched with Winning Time on HBO, them racist motherfuckers, they didn't know what the fuck they was doing. They've been holding on to them chips for all them years. Like,
even when they weren't winning chips, that scene, red hardback showing up. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I got the score, talking everything. Congratulations! You got all the trophies that don't matter.
That don't matter.
My team at the final, nigga, don't show up to me with your bum ass MVPs and all this stuff.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so, nigga? Boston ain't did shit right since Larry Bird. Like, and before that, Bill Russell had to go through all the races, and they ain't did shit right since then either. But like I said, like, let's not act like Boston is a pristine. They ain't want to check. Right. What was the last time? Well, they haven't done right. Since Paul Pierce, KG, and Ray Allen was there.
Let's put some respect on the big three. We're going to get to that whole thing about niggas calling anything big three now.
But that was low-hanging fruit, too. I was like, oh, shit, we can get Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and KG. Get the best three players in the fucking league. Like, nah, they ain't done.
Let me still say this. So Boston has a legacy. We can all agree they have a legacy, a huge one. They have this huge legacy of things. If Udoka was like with Milwaukee and he had this scandal.
What's the difference between two rings that they had since KG and them, and then the last one they won?
You said what?
Like, how many years was it between KG's run.
Oh god, it was like 30 years, bro.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yes, no, or I know, or you made your point. I know. We said we got it. But yeah, so at least they have some type of where they're a notable name. If this happened to the with the Atlanta Hawks, or you know, or some bum ass team, and if Doku was getting his shit off there, it's way less of a deal. Boston still has, like, even if you haven't won rings in a long time, if you have a ton in your back catalog versus a team that has none or has nothing or is still a bum ass team, you know, the Wizards or something, like, you know, it don't.
Maybe like, yeah, it's just the Wizards, whatever.
It's just the Wizards. Oh, Doku cheating over there. Okay.
Yeah, and because Boston is still battling with the Lakers as the most winningest franchise.
They're tied up.
Yeah, they're tied up, yeah.
Tied up. So, yeah, it's still in icon. It's the brand. What I'm talking about is the brand, yeah,
I'm like, he definitely fucked up with, like, y'all going neck and neck. They got LeBron James. You have a young nucleus, and you decided to mess with the
We call that self-sabotage. That's what we call that. Self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage. But what I want to know, what made him feel so invincible I can't even
be like, yo, stay out the valley. Like, the valley is a bunch of nasty shit that happens in L.A. and the valley. No, you're not even there. You are in Boston. What the, like, what are
where
you
it's
doing?
Hard to get a white woman to like you. The disgrace the family if you do that. Like, like that.
That's, man. Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, he was, if she was white, and he has Nia Long, he really is the character from Don't Be a Menace. Like,
Cook brought up.
Can you do me a favor, my brown skin angel? Can you tap that white girl for me? Like, you going out of your way. Yep, you're going hard to get the white girls in Boston. Because it's...
Like I said.
But it wasn't just like a girl. It was multiple.
Oh, okay. It's multiple. I'm saying he's wily. Like, God, there's damn, no
yeah,
Devin, valley.
I told everybody that.
There's no valley or Kardashians to blame or nothing like this. There's nothing. There's no valley. There's no... There's no Calabasas. You are in Boston.
Like I said, man, you know... She just ran a risk analysis. Maybe like, hey man, like, is this worth it? Because like, shit, like, God, man.
But like I said, evidently he's been I equate him to being like, well, I feel like everybody has a homie that's like super low key, but still be like knocking a bunch of joints down. That was him. He's like, yo, super cool. I knocked a bunch of joints. Like, everybody know that. Like, your friend group know that he knocked a bunch of joints down. But he's the low key one that does. Like,
he living a double life.
Yeah, like, no, but it's just like, so he was like, yeah, I was at the Spurs, you know, keeping it cool, still knocking a bunch of joints down. And he's like, shit, I ain't changing my game.
You know, whose teammate was the Spurs? Tony Parker. We know how tough Tony Parker was moving. So, hey, man, that's right on brand with the Spurs. Wild, you know, man, that doc gonna be crazy one day.
Yeah, he's the Spurs doc.
That will never happen. That doc is never coming. They're never gonna reveal. Cause I'm gonna
get a buck. You think Tim Duncan might have some dirt?
Nah, but I assume Pop is a nasty nigga. I'm sure he got some nasty shit.
He has a checkered past that has not been revealed.
Yeah, I think most random stories that involve the Spurs player is how Tony Parker almost got blinded in that Chris Brown and Drake thing when they were throwing bottles.
That is
still the most randomest shit. Like, oh shit, he was about to be. That's crazy. I think he tried to sue them.
People forgot about Tony Parker.
He sued.
I think he sued the club too. But yeah,
not them. He sued the club and got paid.
And that whole club got shut down.
Wow.
But anyways, yeah. Email.
What's funny about that too is like nobody realized. Neither Drake or Chris Brown threw a bottle.
It was literally just their people.
Their teams threw some bottles, and yeah.
Long story short, Ime, we gonna see you coaching on the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Detroit Pistons as an assistant. You had a great 22 season as a coach in the Boston Celtics and Jason Tatum. It was a fun ride, man.
Yeah, man, fun ride, man.
Have fun playing 2K, nigga.
You'll have fun
playing.
hey, don't have fun. Have fun out there.
Hey, what would this 2K? What's this gamer tag?
I don't even know.
Adogo, have fun out there in Detroit. I'm sure you can take all the women you want to them abandoned houses and get you one for $400. You cheating piece. Dang out there in Detroit. Yeah. You be more safer. They'll let you get your shit off in Detroit. All I'm gonna say just is check in with Trick Trick. Check in with Trick Trick.
Oh, you definitely got
the that. The timing for this story is crazy because it just made everybody forget about Brett Favre and the Suns owner, what they were doing. Oh, I'm like,
They threw that to the side. That's messed up, and it's been like Brett Favre been doing nasty shit.
Oh, we got to give a nasty word because more shit coming out. He's a piece of shit.
Now the Brett Favre doc, that'll be
hell no. Don't give him another check. Unless Hulu wants to do it how they did Mike Tyson.
Hulu's just a big budget fan made video platform. Like the crazy, they're basically making fan made movies. No one's involved in any of this shit.
The crazy thing about it is, with the Mike joint, I remember Jamie Foxx saying that he wanted to do a Mike Tyson movie, and he was saying how he would set up the opening scene and all that. So I thought,
and he had Mike Tyson's approval.
So I thought that's what it ended up just being on Hulu. I was like, okay, cool. So me and
you saw a nigga playing Tyson, like that's not Jamie Foxx.
It's not Jamie Foxx. But I'm like, all right, maybe Jamie Big Fish, you know, he might have just been like, all right, cool, I'll step away for I'll let somebody else play it. But me and Meeks heard like everybody was saying it was so good. I'm like, all right, bet. So we started watching it, and like three episodes in, we see the Mike Tyson Instagram post. Like, no, I have no parts of that. They pinned me like a slave. I'm like, damn. Yeah. But they doing such a good job. like it's almost like we had to like finish it. Like, but it was like, damn, they really just thought he's like, I have nothing to do with this. They take him from the shit they heard from a podcast and the shit that is common knowledge and everything. He's like, they taking all that and they fabricated this whole story. And I'm like, yo, this is nuts. But they actually had like real actors and everybody was like doing their fucking thing. Like though the shit is fire. But it's like, damn, that's crazy. I felt bad watching it after the three episodes.
Yeah. So we got two Mike Tyson biopics. Neither of them he had a hand in. And both Mike Tyson picks, we got this nigga that did Mike Tyson, and we got the one with Michael Jai White playing Mike Tyson. Yeah, that's right. Michael Jai
White. I remember that one. What?
It was back in the day, too. They didn't have Mike's permission or involvement in that one either. HBO did it. It was nasty.
I will say, in watching with Meeks, and I was just trying to tell her, I was like, but like I do like that they're showing that Mike was that nigga. Like a lot of people hear all the crazy shit that Mike Tyson did, blah, 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 and it overshadows Mike being a knockout vicious. A great fighter. Like the nigga was the best. people miss that part of it because they hear, you know, his life story, how he was wilding with the Tiger, whatever. Like his personality almost overshadows his immaculate record in the fucking ring. But this nigga was really putting people down early in fights. Yeah.
Man. Oh, you mean how Floyd put down Floyd Mayweather just knocked out in the exhibition? Do we want to talk about him getting that good sweet TKO?
He fight in Dubai next, man. Quick little check, you know.
Floyd, I love Floyd, and Floyd is always gonna do things like and
for the bag. He's always
the how it's on a little baby like, yo, beefing ain't the business. Yo, but hey, I'm here for the money. Like I'm here for the checks. Yeah, that's what Floyd's like, yeah, I'm here for the checks. You know what I mean? And I recently have seen him comment about Logan Paul screaming on every platform that he didn't get paid from Floyd, and he was like, he got paid. Like, hey, if he didn't get paid, he's gonna get paid. Like, he's like, there's no lawsuit. I'm not in arbitration for any lawsuit that he's suing me if I didn't get paid. So he's just like, yeah. But he's like, I understand the game. Like, that's good content to say that I didn't get paid by Floyd or whatever.
So you're saying you don't believe him? You don't believe?
No, well, I'm like, I don't know how the money goes as far as people payouts and all that blah blah blah. Like, because of what they fight on, they didn't fight on Showtime, did they?
No,
yeah, they did.
It was Showtime.
Yeah. So you would
I remember the stream.
So you would sue Showtime.
Like, was it Triller? It wasn't Triller, was it?
No. Floyd ain't never did no Triller.
Put some respect on Floyd.
Hell no.
Also, I didn't know if that was
not domestically. Like he'll do some Triller shit, in Dubai or whatever. He ain't doing no. Yeah, not in the States. And not the, yeah, they because they fought in Miami. Like, yeah, no, hell no. Yeah, Showtime. Yeah, because Showtime did.
Yeah, Showtime. My fault.
Yeah, so that's who you would, you know, whatever. Mayweather promotion.
Floyd didn't even take that fight serious either. Hell no. This one he just did the other night. Yeah. He didn't take that at all. The guy.
But he got a good punch in. I seen that highlight. Somebody said, he got hit. That's the thing too, though. Like,
people, he didn't take this.
People don't realize like Floyd can take a punch, because everybody always goes to the same.
But you can't. Always remember, Floyd can take a punch. That don't mean you can't though.
Yeah, when people go back to the Shane Mosley fight, I'm like, yeah, he took that punch in that second round, and he proceeded to beat the shit out of Shane for the rest of the fucking fight. Shane got a clean one in, rocked him. Yep, cool. And then the rest of the fight, Floyd got to beat his ass, and then everybody else, same thing. Everybody else.
Yep. What about Canelo?
Canelo didn't get a good punch in. And Floyd just proceeded to beat his ass.
They was gassing like a little slight.
They was gassing all them fights back then.
It was Canelo. Like, nah, he got some good shots. It was Ortiz.
It was
And then everybody after the fight, if you watch the epilogue, everybody was like, man,
it's hard to hit him.
I couldn't hit him. I couldn't do nothing with him.
But always remember, before the fight, Floyd's never faced a.
You never faced anybody like me.
He's never
my speed. My strength. You know. Hit real hard,
The blueprint. When they say,
oh, I got the blueprint from a nigga that lost to Floyd.
Whenever they say Floyd's never faced anybody like me, I'm like, oh, good. So Floyd's gonna beat a new version of a fighter now. Great, a new genre that Floyd gets to beat. Whatever y'all want to call it, he's like never fought anybody like you. You're a boxer. You gonna like, come on. But all right, so speaking of Triller, Versus is done.
Put it in the dirt.
It was a good run. It was a great run. We never got the Versus that we thought we were gonna get.
You thought we do?
No, I didn't think. Saying like as a culture, people were still hanging on. Yeah, one day we're gonna get the big names.
Once they left Apple, I was like, yeah, y'all not getting.
Yeah, no, that was.
You're not getting Hov on.
They got none of this shit. Oh yeah, no, you're not getting Hov on Triller.
Like they do. Y'all would never get Hov on Triller.
No, never. He would never go. But we got Dipset in the Lock. Yeah, that was an iconic moment on Triller.
And you're never getting Drake on Triller.
Kanye wants to create a whole streaming platform of his own before you can get him on there.
He's never getting Ye on Triller.
Unless Jay
was like, yo, yeah, let's
Dre, Jay's never doing. You know what? You know what's the name that I thought of that no one that we never got that out. That's a big name. But he's not big because more so it's producers. So it's like, who are you going to match him up with? That people would say Kanye back in the day when this first started. But Pharrell. Pharrell never got a Versus. Ooh, yeah. Never got a Pharrell. Pharrell's.
I don't think I'd want to hear a Pharrell Versus because, one, he doesn't have any
album. If you say he don't have 20, we're gonna put some respect. First of all, he goes all the way back to "All I Want to Do Is Zoom and Zoom." If they're doing it like producer style, if he's battling a producer playing their song, artists. Yeah, like I want to see Pharrell artists perform. I'm talking about song, his catalog, like just like Tim and Swizz, but Tim and Swizz battled each other.
He's walking niggas down.
So
producer wise,
I mean, well then there's also the conversation like, well, you know, you can always go the big name producers like Puff and Dre, like Dr. Dre. Those would be the only like options, but those two want to battle each other. So then he would have to battle Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine Dupri, you're getting the fuck out of here. Pharrell is one of the most iconic.
No, I'm saying it's like, who would Jermaine Dupri be? Because he's saying that he would be Puff.
I know he's saying he would be Puff. I know he's saying that.
So who does he have a win against? Like,
he has,
and wait, because he is.
It's like he's up there.
Yeah, he's up there, but he's a little bro in that pantheon.
It's like you top five, but you are five. So you got to battle six or seven or eight. You got to battle one of them niggas.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You're not beating the first four.
You're not walking
them down. So Jermaine Dupri, you top five, and you are five.
You are five.
it's Versus go. Hey man, play some Boyz II Men for Versus. Any of them funeral songs will do. All cause most of their hits are funeral worthy songs. You will be missed, and we will remember all their contributions to the quarantine and the pandemic to help people get through it.
Because they were saying before, like Boyz Man versus Jagged Edge or
no, don't they weren't saying they were saying them versus Jodeci or them versus Drew Hill or they're saying Drew Hill versus Jodeci. They were doing different comedy, but they were never talking about Boyz II Men got about Jagged Edge. That was because Jagged Edge and also Jagged Edge already did their battle with 112.
They lined them the fuck up. I'm like, hey, put some respect on Jagged Edge's name. Jagged Edge got a trillion hits. Like how Pleasure P carried Fury to two great albums. Jagged Edge had four great albums, and it's all hits.
Yeah,
I thought that was disrespectful. Y'all thought 112 was gonna be. Yeah, y'all thought Peaches and Cream was gonna be.
These niggas can sing. It's just like the Omarion and Mario thing. What happened? He's like, yo, Omarion, you can't perform. You lost Slim from 112. He was gonna. These niggas can sing. The twins and Wingo, they can sing. They got one. They only got one nigga that can't sing, and he wasn't there because he locked up. So y'all got nothing but great singers in front of you. that are way better than you. Are you guys ready to discuss the big controversy? This nigga just don't know when to shut the fuck up, but he need to start putting respect on people's names. LL Cool J in particular, all the pioneers in hip hop. You pissing off all the rappers that love Lil Wayne's daughter. You should never just spoke on her. Your tone wasn't nice enough. Even if you feel you're saying nothing wrong or saying facts or whatever, look, the way you talk about it, it's like they say, watch your tone and delivery. So T.I. put.
Can you break down the academic things? I didn't actually get the full story.
Academics went on his Twitch stream. Talking about, man, have you seen these old school rappers, these pioneers of the game? They all look dusty.
They all down bad.
LL Cool J popped up like, hold on now. Because there's multiple things wrong. First of all, because LL Cool J does not fall in that category. Run DMC, Red Bull, they don't fall in that category. There's a lot.
But basically, it was good that LL Cool J said that because he's straight money.
Yeah, he's straight. So he.
But he was just like, yo, a lot of people did this for the love. Like, they weren't doing it for the money. Like, how kids look at it now, or how you've been able to exploit the game or whatever, how you get money now. That's not what they were doing it for. They were doing it because
even if they wanted to, hip hop was not a business back then. Because LL Cool J worded it perfectly. There were no managers. There were no accountants that believed in you. There were no, like, this is something that organically happened in Kent, and it built into something over time to where it became a business. But even if someone doesn't have money, because again, hip hop wasn't a business.
Wasn't a business
when it started. That doesn't take away from that doesn't mean they don't have value, especially after they built this culture off blood, sweat, and tears. LL Cool J being one of the ones, and Run DMC, and a few others, KRS have long making sure that they helped build. They were like the first wave of like, all right, we're making good deals. Then came like the Kid and Plays and all the people that started in Fresh Prince that are doing good business, getting into TV and film and all that stuff. And afterwards, but yeah, no, it's not their fault, and it does not diminish, as LL Cool J said, it does not diminish their contribution just because you don't feel to get money. And Academics, you look dusty. Nigga, you can't talk about anybody looking fresh. When has Academics ever looked not dusty? When has he ever looked fresh? When has he ever looked like a type of person where he could talk? Even if you have money, you fall in the category of niggas with money that look dusty. There are niggas, like even the niggas that you feel have money and look dusty, you can't even talk about them because you're not the flyest nigga in the room. This nigga, like how Warren would say about Drake, nigga, you dress worse than Drake, nigga. I don't like the hoodie and the fidget is talking on your blurry ass Twitch camera, nigga. What the fuck is this nigga talking about? Just a flabby, out of shape, fat shaming. This nigga look, you're bad built. you look terrible. You look dusty. All right, get the fuck out of here. Like, no, and yeah, no. But LL Cool J worded correctly, and he was the right person to say
the
something.
Right messenger.
The only few right names, because there are other people that could say something you know, Rev Run could say something, but like, you know, he'll make it like a more of a gospel verse and and talk to him, so be a little different. But yeah, put some respect on Pioneers, and he deserved the backlash he got from that shit. And then
I think Rev Run, let's see, no, it was Russell Simmons came.
Russell Simmons came. Like, you can't talk that shit to Russell Simmons. Like,
yeah, it was.
He was the first one to help make it a business. He's the reason niggas got to eat. He started the first actually all rap label that came out when he started.
He started
Def Jam with
LL. That's what I'm saying. Like he just said that like on some like weird shit just in general. But
he's a weirdo nigga, man. He says nothing but clown shit all the time. So, but that's who he is. I'm on the right side of history, not fucking with this nigga. One day you will all see it. Like the academics. Fall eventually if you think that's not gonna happen, and he's headed down the path where the Pioneers might not do it, but after what you said about Regine Carter, you might get punched in the face. You might as soon as they find out where you're at. If Rory can find your address, nigga, I know Tip can definitely find it, because he definitely because then we can segue into what he said about Regine Carter. I don't remember verbatim like what he said, but it's just the way you say it. What you say in
the delivery.
And you're speaking on someone's daughter that's known for being someone's daughter in that light, in that manner publicly, like shit is sweet. And you're talking about street shit and what her man went through with wife and Lucci and all that stuff, what happened to him, like, act, man, they told you about speaking about street shit, man. Like, hey, man,
yeah.
Listen, and T.I.'s post, man. Hey, did y'all see T.I.'s response or what he wrote? You said no. No, yeah. We got to read this off. We got to.
I saw it, but yeah, you can go through it again.
You saw it, yeah. No. All right. So T.I. in pure T.I. fashion, might I add, because you know when you get a rant, when you get some words from T.I. when you get some words from T.I., there is going to be great verbiage being used. Let's see. Okay, here we go. My good. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, well, here's, first of all, here's what he said. All right.
I would love to have a word with academics.
So the caption reads, side note, academics, please find to get with me. I'd love to chat about the remarks you made about my niece, Regine Carter. Let's exchange perspectives, man to man, and see if you depart with the same conclusion. Now, she was raised by a village who loves and protects her with all our physical and spiritual abilities. She is my business, hence why I'd love to handle the matter privately, which is why I've been calling and texting to speak with you. Looking forward to the opportunity to get together soon. Thanks in advance.
Regine loved hood. She loved wife and Lucci. That was her. Everything was all good with him until she realized he caught a RICO. She seen that murder charge on it. I've never seen a chick quickly. Regine, something named Armand. I don't even know who it is. Like, she even downgraded. Like, she just got some random. She don't like thugs no more. She like.
What's up, my name
they
and
they sayers?
What is going on?
So he started pulling up.
No disrespect to him. Don't try to fight me, bro. Like, I'm not like that. It's cool. She got with you who look more feminine than her. Like, you feel me?
No, I do hate the fact that somebody talks to us and be like, yo, I'm not a fighter. Like,
I'm not a fighter.
I'm just
the quote of Charlemagne. Like, I'm just the radio guy. What?
Like, come on. You be talking mad shit and be like, no, I'm not a fighter. I don't want to fight. Nah, well, stop talking shit. Like, what do you think comes from you talking shit? Like,
also, Regine has been good her whole life. She don't need any of these niggas. They put out this narrative that she's dating niggas, like, whatever, for whatever reason. Like, listen, it ain't for any type of clout. Her dad is Lil Wayne, all right? Like, but, like, yeah, no. Yeah, academic, nigga just getting reckless. And niggas, I'm hearing, you know, niggas want to see him. Niggas want to see him. She got a lot of rapper uncles. She got a lot of niggas in the industry. You know, like, you know, people that love her, love Wayne. People from Lil Wayne's class. People that be around him, them. All that. Like, it's a lot of people you got to deal with. And I heard your address is not hard to find. All I gotta do is, hey Rory, can you tell me where it's easier to find now more than ever. So hey, listen, man, you can't go to the gas station now. You can't get out of the house and get a drink. Like they will have niggas posted up. You better make this right. This nigga's too arrogant, and that's why they always say you can tell who's never been punched in the face in this new era. And niggas, and I'm starting to see niggas finally correct themselves or get corrected, because you'll still see people, that's the problem with this young generation, or you know, these kids, they think that, and then the other people are like, Ack is 32. Stop giving them that kid fucking pass. All right.
Yeah, no, like I say,
gave them a pass.
You made your fortune off of being corny, or like being one of the people like, oh, I'm gonna see what the kids are doing. Like, as opposed to seeing what everybody else was doing when we were all outside, like I said, me and Ack at the same age. So, like, yo, instead of
he's really my age, but he graduated, he went to college same year I did, so he'd be lying about his age, but like, dropped it, like, a good 4 years down. Your fake age, you're still over 30.
Yeah, but either way, like I said, you made your fame off covering kids, as opposed to you, like, you talking about people that, because people wouldn't fuck with you back then. Or people wouldn't fuck with you in general. Like, no, because you're not like that. So, but yeah, like, so you made that, but then stop speaking on people that actually live the life that you think that you think is cool. Like, it's terrible that you would even like try to like, oh, okay, I'll speak on it, but no, but then you get drunk and you get on your shit and be talking shit like shit is crazy, or that you would actually do something. Like, there's other Twitch streamers too that's really like with like Kai. Kai is one of the biggest, like, in that whole house that he lives in or whatever. Like, he's really, he's like, yeah, man, he's like, I don't fight. You can take that how you want to take that. I don't fight. I'm a little nigga. I don't fight. Yeah, I mean, you take it how you want to take it. But like I said, like, they really with the shits. You're not with any shits, and you don't want to be with any shits. So like, but don't talk tough. Like, you be screaming on people. Yo, oh yeah, but I'll be waiting on your first week numbers so I can comment on it because it's bad. But I'm like, but you also don't want to see any of these niggas. Like, you also don't want to, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not from that. Like, you're not tough at all. The only person that you swore you would fight was Freddie Gibbs. Like,
no one believed, and he didn't really agree to fighting Freddie Gibbs.
Anymore. But no, Freddie Gibbs, he did. He was like, you know, if I seen Freddie Gibbs, I'll fight him because he is his brother's cops or whatever.
Yeah, no, he was getting a joke off. That's what I'm saying. He was getting a joke. He was really not good. He was never gonna do it. When I was young, Ralph, when talking to a killer bitch. But academics ain't fighting nobody, and his fans can't protect him because them niggas can't fight either. So can't nobody really protect you.
Like I'm saying, like, go back to just reporting what you heard, but don't, like, all that.
Go back to posting rappers' jewelry, the new chain that you just saw. Like, back when, remember when we used to do that, where all this, and, like, Russ, you remember that era where all Axe posts was just niggas' jewelry,
yep.
Like the new pieces that came out. Like, that's
Just go back to that lane, you know. Yeah, like I said, you know, you gotta relax because the universe is always gonna make it right. So, you know, like, karma gonna come around for him. So.
Yeah, because the more this goes on, the more he's gonna think he's untouchable.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna think that because I think he thinks because, like, no industry people really help him get where he's at, kind of thing. Where it's like, well, shit, I only need y'all to, like, you can't blackball me, you know what I mean? Because, like, none of y'all, like, help me get here, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, and this is where I kind of shit on that theory, because there are a lot of people in the industry that fuck with him because they want to protect their relationships with Ack. You look at the Charlamagne, you look at Joe Budden podcast. Joe Budden,
Joe
turned on his own niggas for Ack. Ack was a coworker. He swiftly turned on Roy Maul for Ack. You can't let your coworker talk shit about your friends. We've had this conversation before. Let your coworker that you just met just talk all the shit about your friends. Let him get that shit off, and then choose him over your actual friends. Joe is just like these girls that Eric Banks talking about. He's like more of opportunity, more so than the friendship being real like that. But yeah, because it's more of an opportunity. So yeah, no, the nigga got played. He got, there's some that hate him, but he has a lot of people that try to shoot him bail and protect him and all that shit. So yeah, no, niggas tried to warm. I'm on the right side of history about this, and I stand on that. This nigga Act is untrustworthy. But yeah, that's that whole situation. Speaking of niggas saying something out of line, but Instead, this one walked it back. Designer and ESTG. All right. Russ, you want to start? You want to lead with this
one? Yeah, man. Well, Designer hit up ESTG for a feature. ESTG was like, yo, okay, you know, 75K. And then Designer went on his whole rant calling him trash, saying, like, you know what, for him charging that amount. And then, like, you know, a couple hours went by. I think he listened to a couple of ESTG songs. So I saw a couple of them lyrics and was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was your theory that he heard the...
I see where he's from. Then he got, Got on IG Live again, had a backtrack and say, well, you know, I respect him as an artist, where he's coming from. You know, if that's his price, that's his price. All I can do is respect it. You know, if there's any other young artists that want to work with me, you know, I'm like, bro, it's over. He need to go be a Twitch streamer, because this ain't it.
Yeah.
I can't think of the last Designer song that anybody cared about.
I was on the right side of history about Designer. I just want to say.
We all were. Well, I don't think anybody. I think the... I don't know, man. I don't think anybody really believed
it. I was on the right side of believing that that's not really him. How he was acting and how he was talking, like he was just all gibberish. Like, no, this nigga, he's faking. He's like, no, this really is. He really is. Nah. Yeah, nah, look at him in this video. The good music deal is done, so he got no choice and all that stuff. Like, yeah, I never believed in him in any way, shape, or form at any point. But yeah, that apology, that video, he walked it back. That nigga got some phone calls. Let's call it spade to pay. That nigga got some threats. That nigga definitely got some threats.
Yo Gotti made the call. He was like, hey, relax.
I feel like it was a couple of his homeboys and all that stuff while ESG is just reading this and looking at it like, oh, no, we about to handle it because you know he got them shooters on deck. y'all want to talk about what's really been shaking up the news? These past couple days, LeBron James decided to let it go. He shaved off his head, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think that was real. You don't think it's real? It was that one filter. You look at the top, you can still tell he's still got hair. So I'm like, okay, it's that one filter that people do to make you look bald. So
really, yeah. That is a ball filter. But could this be the rollout for him actually doing it?
Nah, LeBron probably just going. He's going to ride it out, man. You know,
there's nothing. It's good. Gonna write, he's gonna end his career.
Gonna put the new plugs in the beginning of the season, you know what I'm saying? Re up at the end of the season.
New plugs, who this? Yeah. It got a lot of people's hopes, like, finally, if you had.
I will say, shout out to Brian for actually doing a proper rollout for a new shoe. The LeBron 20s is looking solid.
Those look fire.
I'm like, okay, we actually went to the meeting and actually got creative. Okay.
I like how Russ saying we
as a team, you know. We all in this, you know. I hit a Rich, I was like, hey, yo, that's the one, man.
if we go back a couple episodes, Russ was not rocking with the shoes when they were
when they were in development. I said I needed to see more colorways. Yeah, I saw a couple.
I'm like, Russ definitely wasn't rocking that first.
So all it took was the right colorway. Yeah, it wasn't the design of the shoe.
Because the past couple of shoes, I feel had potential, but they would do like four colorways and just like LeBron start wearing some other shoes and shit. And I'm just like, all right, the last shoe he actually legit wore the entire season was probably like the 17s. And that was like panned. That was the bubble. So I'm like, okay, this is fine. He didn't care about the 18s. He didn't give a damn about the 19s. So I guess the 20s, and I'm like, all right, cool. They're actually, you know, going in, making an attempt to, you know, Nike actually wants to try. So you know, we'll see what happens. I will say with Nike too, when I look at like the PGs, like the PG started off strong, and then I don't know what the fuck happened because like the PG ones and the twos.
It started out how he went. Like he wasn't playing, his nigga was injured. So I was like, shit, we can't keep putting out these shoes like that. We trying to hype up if nigga you injured every 2 seconds. So.
Speaking of shoes, Nelly went viral for two reasons. Well, one was the sparkling filter while he was on Instagram Live with Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne called him out. Like, what? Why are you all sparkling? And Nelly tried to play off. Like, oh, someone did this to my phone. They be putting that.
Like, people don't realize Nelly is a real nigga, and he's older than us. Like, yeah, he looks young, but the nigga is not he's not of the social media era. Like people do handle his phone and all that. Like,
it's crazy. Wayne is younger than Nelly, but Nelly aged way better.
Like people don't get it. Like,
I wonder why.
Nelly is an old. Nelly,
we got to come up with a theory of that.
People don't realize Nelly was an old drug dealer from St. Louis that popped, and like he didn't understand how the game goes. He popped, he made a bunch of money, and he's doing like
he's Nelly fine got now. Nelly got to one point,
like, but he still looks like around, the same Nelly
around that, 03 when he got buff. He got like that, and he just stayed like that. He just stayed looking like that. He never ate, he hasn't aged since 03 or 04.
Like, so Nelly still looks like, oh yeah, you should be in tune with all the
together. No.
No, no, he's old. He's old. I'm almost Nelly, like Nelly, 40.
Almost 50. No, he's over 40. He's well over 40.
Oh, like 40. Hold he's like 50? Oh,
yeah, this nigga 40, like 47. Hey, Nelly was one of them niggas, it, you know, where you had to lie about your age, your rapper age. I remember Nelly saying, having the, or them saying, like, you know, for MTV purposes, that, yo, under 25. I remember they was trying, his industry age was like 19 when he came out. but he wasn't. Nelly's current age is 47. Yeah, I was right.
Damn. So, like I said, Nelly looks like he's...
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Like, Nelly looks like he's still 25, but no, Nelly old, dude. Yeah, he has a bunch of fuck-ups.
But he also went viral, made the news more so in the outlets. He was on sneaker shopping on Complex with Joe LaPuma.
Yeah, yeah, no,
he was on. And he made a revelation, which I didn't know this was news, because we remember Nelly saying this, like, a long time ago, but he's saying he never got paid from Nike for he made Air Forces popular. He made them raise their price and made them double their price and Nike like sponsored the tour or whatever, but he never got any money for Nike. Like, so because people thought like, oh, Nelly got Air for One and then Nike sponsoring the tour, people talking about like the Air Dirties, people thought that he had a deal with Nike. Like, no, they never gave me a deal, never gave me a check or anything. I never got nothing for Nike, and all that I've done, you know, culturally and helped.
Nike said, you thought,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, you thought I was feeling you, but yeah, man, they did Nelly, no pun intended, dirty.
no pun intended. That's hilarious. Dom the Monko.
Damn it! But yeah, no, it did. Nike, man, give him something, man. All his contributions.
Yeah, how's it going?
That was sad. But speaking of brands and niggas doing something right with it. Did y'all hear about Karl Anthony Towns?
Oh yeah, shout out to
Karl Anthony Towns. For those that don't know, Karl Anthony Towns turned to his girl, who is Jordan Woods, by the way. He turned to Jordan Woods.
Shout out Jordan Woods
and said, "Hey, pick 10 businesses that you want to start, and I'm gonna fund all of them."
I did that not was, hear nothing about this, but all right.
Yeah, the news just broke. I think this morning or yesterday.
this morning or yesterday.
Or last night. It was one of the two. Memory's a little hazy, but
AKA thinking ain't on you. He got it. It's on.
Yeah, no, he got it. He got it. All that. Like, what's his contract looking like?
He's straight.
Yeah, we know he's straight.
He a lifer. He got one of those lifer contracts.
He didn't get the KG contract, the infamous.
No, he did. He got more than that.
He got more than that.
Yeah, because I'm trying
to. Oh, he got it, man. Don't start doing all start. You can start 20. Like, if you want, like, yeah.
Yeah, because he just signed like a new deal this summer for like 250.
Yeah, no, he's straight. Billy? Like I said, he a lifey. He's a lifer.
He ain't going nowhere.
You're here, Carl.
Yeah, he signed a 4-year, $224 million. Superman.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so it starts in the 2024 season. So the whole, for the value of 6 years, would be $295 million. So.
Yes, sir.
Rightfully so.
I respect Kat. I like Kat. Yeah, I like that.
All right. Did you guys see She-Hulk?
I watched it last night.
I watched all. I didn't. I haven't gotten to any. I still got 7 minutes left.
It is.
Like I said, and we talked about it here. Like it's. Yeah, I mean it's a show.
It's
like,
filler.
It's filler, and it's tying in.
It keeps like, you know, filling in loose ends that people worried about or talked about, and then they're gonna introduce like, you know what I mean, like it's a cool.
It's just to help introduce Daredevil, tie up some loose ends.
That's what they're for. Like, but nobody cares about She-Hulk. If She-Hulk pulls up in Avengers, you know, Kang Dynasty,
then we'll care if she pops up, start whooping ass, we need help in it. She all comes down to her.
That's not the shocker. She's just gonna be there. Like, oh yeah, we got She Hulk. She's whooping ass. But like, no, nobody cares.
I'm saying people would care more about that than they will about the actual show. It's more, I'm saying her pulling up in the Avengers, for sure. It'll be more noteworthy because started the new show with Keegan Michael Key. A reboot on Hulu.
They made that show for me and B, man.
Yeah, they made that. Yeah,
they saw they canceled our Four Weddings and the Four Weddings and Funeral. We got y'all.
I feel like Ted Lasso and and this show is filling that void. It's good.
Well, which show is it?
It's called Reboot.
It's about them wanting to reboot a 90s sitcom. It's basically like, and the show is basically Full House, step by step. Even the theme song, the fact that the guy, the dude, they sound just like step by step. They sound just like back in time.
But Key also did a show I think on Netflix.
College Friends.
I didn't finish it, but it was hilarious.
They canceled it.
It's not coming back.
I didn't know that they wanted to do multiple seasons, but
they did two. I was like, man, you at least could have did like three and kind of just
The first three episodes. I seen the first three episodes. It was hilarious.
So anybody watch the show, they are all terrible friends. It's realistic. But I'm like,
it's realistic. Because you got the one cast member that went on to be a wild nigga.
But it's also funny too, is that like, yo, Key gonna keep acting and producing, and Jordan Peele is like, yo, I'm just producing now.
I'm directing.
Y'all won't see me in nothing.
Y'all won't see me on camera.
On camera again. like that's the crazy, like the way they split that way. They're not friends anymore. Yeah. Like they're probably still good.
Like they're all doing their.
But Jordan's just like, hey, I ain't none of this shit no more.
It's over.
I'm getting money on the back.
But they're both respectfully doing their thing, doing very well in different lanes too. Because not only did they go solo, they went solo and did different lanes.
10,000%.
It's great to see it. By the way, Cobra Kai's new season drop, Heat. This show is fucking amazing. Wow, holy shit!
That's a crazy thing. Is like, you know, it's funny that Meeks was talking like, yo, they keep renewing you like consistently, and now you saying like they keep renewing Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai is a huge hit though.
And you was a super hit.
Super hit too.
You know what I mean, so it's like, you know, Netflix knows where they. I'm like, nah, they just, you know, they keep it every other show on Netflix. They ain't keeping it consistent with, but. You they're, and Cobra Kai, they're definitely like, yep, the budget's there. Go ahead, we're gonna keep working.
Budget's there, like we, you know.
The original
movies that they need. That's all you need is to flag. All you need is flagship shows.
I actually need to watch Cobra Kai because I haven't.
I gotta watch it too. Oh man, I always see the seasons. One day,
I'm actually gonna watch this show. But I hear it's super fire.
It's a great binge and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it kind of want to make you go, like, watch it. Even though you can literally not watch the Karate Kid movie or movies because there was three of them, but the way they tie that shit together and all that stuff, because you know how like different movies, like it's like the Rocky movies, like different villains a different villain each movie, but like imagine if they did a season and like they were able to tie all that shit together. Like and somehow and it all makes sense, and it was like it's beautifully done. I thought season four was like the best season of Cobra Kai that I ever seen, but this new season, like damn, these two are neck and neck. It's a show that just keeps getting better and like new layer. Like where the fuck can y'all go from this? Like how can y'all top that? They keep finding a way. And Will Smith is somewhere just sitting back, just collecting his checks.
Will Smith started this?
Because when he did the movie with Jaden, the Karate Kid,
he bought the rights.
So now when they do the series, they got to pay him. So it's executive produced by Will Smith and other people that, you know, that own the Karate Kid. So he don't got to do no work or nothing. He's just getting paid out the ass off this.
Shout out Will, man.
Shout out to Will, man.
But nothing. He ain't make no contribution. And the fans are hoping for a multiverse so that way Jaden can come in and see how they can fix the loophole. Like, but then you had your own Mr. Miyagi. So technically, there can't be two.
Jackie Chan got to be in there.
That means Jackie Chan would have. If Jaden exists, that means Jackie Chan has to exist. Can't have two Mr. Miyagi. We can't have two of them in one universe. We'll say that this was his son. Something different. There's a way. If you can write them into the multiverse, Jaden down to do it, that'd be crazy. But yeah, I definitely recommend y'all watching this. Atlanta's doing a great job being back to just giving us what we want and being Atlanta. Just being the Atlanta show that y'all were in season one. So like I'm glad they're back to being this. That's all that I gotta say and that needs to be said about that.
Also too, I don't know if you guys saw the Netflix show that dropped yesterday. Oh, our show is back. Manifest. Oh is yeah, back I saw you in November.
I'll start. How many? Right, how
I,
many?
I quit on. I Manifest, think three. I think man. Two or three like, seasons. Yeah, the shit was just getting too. Yeah, no, I quit on that.
Oh, it was getting out of hand.
We yeah. love it.
Cause you know I love a show that you know they get that hey, like, bro, it starts off good like okay now y'all getting ridiculous yeah, it gets, like, all of it those are the best shows to talk about and make fun that's what that's what the Power universe is
it gets 100% ridiculous
people forget you remember how great Power used to be and how it was a critically acclaimed show like people took it serious
B it starts from a conspiracy to science fiction to like a whole bunch of magic
also it's Family Matters yeah. like Family Matters Family Matters switch genres
it's fucking Family Matters
switch whole genres on you niggas yeah,
they also yeah, got you coming back part one and two
yeah yeah that's it like, yeah,
you know
like,
what They got him being a professor. It was
funny. I forgot what other show that I killed and said it switched genres out of nowhere. Like we love. Oh, The Shy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Shy. It switched whole genres on us. Yeah. Yeah, no. Oh, man. It makes it funnier to kill. I mean, I'm going to miss it when it was yeah, good. But it's fun to still watch and kill it. But yeah, I'm sure they renewed for it. Yeah, they renewed for another season on The Shy, so we're going to get...
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, early. They renewed early.
Renewed them early.
I'm hearing the rumors that this is... They haven't said it yet, but this is most likely the last season, allegedly.
As it should be.
This season could have been the last season, but you know.
Yeah, it could. It could end like that, and with just and with Trigg.
And with Kevin, we're gonna live on his own and be a gamer, and yeah, nah, so yeah, I think they should.
I don't know how to break this to you. I don't know if you want to. They're not gonna give Kevin a grade. Like this shit, it sucks. It's like he's gonna have some.
The thing is, like Kev is one of the main characters. Like the story, like the original Shy, it was
four storylines. Brandon, Kev, and Emmett on the side.
Yeah. So. Emmett was kind of but it was Brandon and Kev. Like it was, and well, you know, for obvious reason, Brandon had to go. Kev is the one that they can't get right. Like they don't like.
Well, you can't get it right if you want to, because his whole thing was based around it being a crime drama. So now you got all now we got to have like a teen drama like aspect. I don't know. Throw some all American storylines in there. Got to have
lost his girl to his best friend.
It went this weird route. And then for adults, let's steal some scripts from Insecure that we saw. We're just gonna throw it on these niggas. Make that happen. So yeah, no, it's a wrap. And also they got 17 storylines. I always say there's 17 different storylines going on. And not gonna get a good.
And it's like all y'all don't have to know each other. Like they just made it so like everybody knows each other. Like everybody's.
First season they made their lives connect through circumstances and events, and so that was great and that made sense. And then and after that, like, y'all were just throwing in characters, throwing in new people because you know wait. Owed them niggas favors and stuff and was giving niggas roles. that show that y'all said does come back that you said was falling off. What did you say it was called?
Manifest.
Manifest. I'll start being Manifest. Y'all start Cobra Kai.
Okay, well, so I'm not going to promise that. So, yeah. Don't start Manifest because I'm not promising that.
Come on, man. I need y'all in
there. I'm not promising that.
It's definitely good. You said I haven't watched started Ted Lasso either.
I finished Severance on Apple. That was fire. Yeah. So whenever you got chance, Severance is really.
I gotta finish it. Because I gotta be in the right real space. So like, okay.
Man, there's a bunch of shows that I've asked me to watch and he ain't watched either. So
what shows have you told me Billions. That I have? I did start Billions. I watched the whole first season.
I gotta watch that.
8 seasons.
I know it's a lot to catch up with, and then we have several other shows, and I forgot about. But at least I started in a whole season.
I've seen all the previews on Netflix.
I didn't start anything. I recommended.
Also, Industry season 3 just ended. No, Industry season 2. Fire, bro.
I gotta finish it. There's a bunch of those me and Russ watched that you didn't watch, but yeah.
And I'm open to watching this shit.
We got the same logins for every single
Succession industry, man.
Succession industry.
Yeah, I would hear y'all randomly talk about it. I didn't know y'all started.
We finished it. Like
finished it.
All right. Succession got 3 seasons
out. Your argument's not holding up more. I'm saying I hear y'all talking about. Yeah, I'll watch it. I want to be in on it. But yeah, no. So
anyway. Nostalgia. What you?
So you're talking about Karate Kid.
Okay.
My favorite Karate Kid is the one with Hilary Swank. I love that movie.
Wow.
That movie fire hard.
Yo, and niggas, niggas have a theory. That's
it's funny because I've never seen that one.
That, the, people are, fans are hoping for that, a multiverse with that one, because that's the, like, the only character they have not introduced or brought back to be.
Hey, you bring her back, I'll watch.
And also, but also, that's one of the most unpopular ones. Like, Hilary Swank is the Karate Kid. She's a girl. This was a sexist time. But it was like, Hilary Swank, man, bring back Danielson. That's our Karate Kid. Like, you know, because you know, you can't when you bring in a new person.
Oh, it was 94 too. Oh,
it was 94. Oh, no, they fresh off the Danielson and Mr. Miyagi, they're fresh off that. So, but they still have Mr. Miyagi in it. But, like, yo, like, no, we Danielson's our Karate Kid. The nigga's 28 now, he ain't no kid anymore. You gotta bring in
a karate man,
you gotta bring in a kid now. You gotta bring in a kid. And but, yeah,
for me, it would be me caving for the Carter one being the best Carter out of the Carter series. And popular opinion, everybody's always like Carter two, Carter two, Carter two. I'm like, there's one song on the Carter two that I don't like. There's no song on the Carter one that I can say I don't like. Like More Fire on Carter two is terrible to me. Like I skip it every time.
I can still be a classic even with one wax song. I always say the Blueprint. So, the, but
I think, but no, but then ever I said to them, they go back and listen to the Carter One. They're like, yeah, this shit's nuts. Like I've turned people over from the Carter Two to the Carter One. Like, so, but no, the Carter One is crazy. Birdman Jr.
Cash Money, classic moment.
Ain't that a bitch? Like, your niggas ain't lawyer. Your niggas ain't lawyers. So everybody, yeah, like he, from start to finish, like go, you know, go DJ and there, like and. Bring it back, like those are, you know, the hit records or whatever. But
Russ, we gotta have you redo your nostalgia because there was two anniversaries that happened this week. Oh, you have to speak. There was two Drake.
Oh man, what a time to be alive! You know, it's been 7 years, and then
what a time to be alive was.
Yeah, and then
was it 2015?
2015. Another one saying's been 9 years. Yep. Classics. Classics. Everybody knows Rosh Dan.
Yeah, you can try to fight the culture if you want, Orin. It's overtime. It's just it's,
like I said, it's his lowest shooter percentage album. I like the album. I do like it.
There's, we can't tell.
There's a bunch of songs I skip. There's a bunch of skips on the album for me. But yeah, no, yeah. Shout outs to Nothing Was the Same. Yeah, you know I mean, never can compare to Take Care. But yeah, shout outs to Nothing Was the Same. Yeah, so.
My nostalgia. Do y'all remember the movie Freedom Riders?
I never saw that movie.
Oh,
I always heard about it. I always saw it parts, but never finished it.
I don't know where you're going with this, but yeah. That's
what? Hilary Swank was in it. She played the teacher. Mario was in it. Mario was one of the students. Mario was popping at the time. Listen, that album with Let Me Love You was listen, he was getting. So, all right. So people used to shit on that movie because they would compare it to Dangerous Minds, which came out.
I love that movie.
Which is an iconic movie, right?
Have you seen that one?
With Michelle Pfeiffer. Oh, it's a first of all the
that
most.
Was, yeah, that was a Hollywood rental for sure, man. Back in the
Hollywood rental. Did y'all have Blockbuster out there?
Nah, this was back when we used to live in Blaine. Yeah, this is back. Oh, yeah.
See, we had Blockbuster, but Glow and them, they would go to Crystal to Hollywood Video.
We had both. Yeah,
we had both. We had both in the area.
Man, we had Hollywood right up the street.
But yeah, so Dangerous. People compared to Dangerous Minds, and I'm like, well. You know, Freedom Ride is a little light, you know, compared to Dangerous Minds. You know, you think Dangerous Minds, you think okay, so here's the part where I killed Dangerous Minds. Nigga, I went back and watched that movie. Motherfucker, there were way more deaths in Freedom Riders. We saw a child get murdered and whatever. There was only one, like, I rewatched this movie. I just remember it being a lot more dangerous, maybe because the title Dangerous Minds and the soundtrack, the song, the most iconic. First of all, the song was bigger than the movie.
The song was definitely bigger than the movie.
it sounds crazy because I made people think about it. No, the song.
And I was so scared of that video as a kid. I'll put this on. But
the video scared me from wanting to see the movie.
Yeah, that video scared the shit out of me. I did not watch the movie the second time because I was so scared of that video.
Dog, the actors are so terrible. The student, that it's so terrible.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
In the movie, there's only one death in Dangerous Minds, and it happens off camera. That's they just hear Julio died. Oh, what the fuck? Oh,
so there was more deaths in Hardball than it was in
Dangerous Minds. Yes, nigga. And we saw the deaths in these movies. Dangerous Minds, it wasn't that dangerous. It was just some bad kids that didn't really want to listen in class. And then she said, hey, guy, I know karate. What? You know karate? Yo, that's what's up. We're going to listen to you. We're going to let you teach. All right, so I'm going to teach you guys poetry. And then they become fans of poetry. Nigga, what the fuck was that? They just happened to live in the hood and all that stuff. You know, in these movies, they always got throwing the ignorant parents. Like, nah, she don't got to be worried about school. All right, I need her home to take care of her brothers and working a job. Yeah, what an education I'm going to do and pay my bills. You know, they got to throw those parents in.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, this movie ain't as hard as I thought it was. And here's how big the song was. Nigga, if you go on YouTube, it, like the movie's on YouTube. You can watch it for free on YouTube. You can watch the movie for free on YouTube. How many views do you think the movie has, and how many views do you think the music video has?
Man, I'm sure the music video beats it out by 100 million.
The video is at 1.7 billion views. What?
That's crazy.
That is insane. Damn,
man, you know it's crazy. I throw out 100 million just like, no, that's crazy. That's not.
I'm like, and it's not like the, you know, YouTube was around back in the 90s where they can run them streams up and all that stuff. They put that video on YouTube like mad years later after they put it like 2012. They put the video up there and it's still at one. That's how big the song was.
That's crazy. Yeah,
the song's way bigger than the video.
That's crazy.
So Freedom Riders over Dangerous Minds any day. But I fuck with the song. The song's iconic. It's the most iconic song. That might be my most iconic song ever on a soundtrack. Like you can say
I roll with that.
Like, oh, I like this song. Like, no, but it's not bigger than this.
It's that and then the Waiting to Excel song on the Mary J song. Like, I was your love and you say,
yeah. And I'm not gonna cry. No. this song is way bigger.
That, like I said, that would be the two to the one. I mean,
that video is at possibly a measly 100 mil. And 100 mil is not
it
measly.
Was funny. Like, me and Mix was watching later, Wayne Dexel like this last year. It was like, yo, hey, get your shit and get out.
But that was so big in our culture.
Yeah,
Danger Mind, that was crossover. Yeah, white people love to like.
No, 10%. Yeah,
that's why it's like way bigger. Sorry, Major Boss. You know I love you, but not just, you know.
What was crazy too though, and I was laughing about when we rewatched that. It was like, yo, hey, the fact that Angela Bassett when she set the BMW on fire, or whatever, and the firefighters came and she was like, it's trash.
It's like man, you know you can only burn trash. It's trash. It's the way it is trash. But yeah, Warren, I thought you were going
all right, don't do it again. It was like, all right, don't do it again.
Warren, when I didn't see that Mary J. Blige song coming, because when you said the only one that compared to it, the first thing that came to my mind, I thought you were going to say I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly. That was a bigger song.
Way bigger record, but nah. Yeah, nah.
It was way. Yeah, I don't like you. Just don't want to give him credit. You want to give him? He can't get paid off it. He doesn't get paid. They don't convert that into conversation. Episode 105. The way last, all right. 105. And remember, if you're top five, you might be five. But like, listen, you're not. Only Drake could get that line off, all right? And Drake and Hov can say, I'll accept it. Like the rest of y'all can say top five, you might be five, or you could be number two, but a lot of y'all ain't number one. So we appreciate everybody for tuning in. I am at Brandon Ridley.
At @O_Ridley.
At T Russell 3Ls.
And we will see y'all next time. As always, plates.